to the Launay Experience podcast. I am your host Tasha, and this is season 2. Let's go. So what do you do as a business owner when you lose your home? There's something about me that just doesn't want to give up, especially on this, my dream. It just felt like I didn't belong. I had a week in Italy where I wasn't feeling well. Welcome back to the Launay Experience. This is the podcast for you as a business owner or a digital marketer where you can relate to. So this is so surreal, the fact that I'm recording season 2 finally. It's been such a journey to get here to this moment right now. In this episode 1 of season 2, we're really just going to recap, okay? Recap in terms of where have I been for the last 8 months? Oh my goodness. Is it 8 months or 9 months? Something like this. However, we are coming up to the 1 year anniversary of this podcast. So what better way to kickstart for season 2? Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Get yourself a cup of tea. I'm having like a detox tea. I would like to start the podcast all about let's snap snaps for winning and showing up for the week. I'm going to snap snaps for winning and showing up for this moment. So this is a part of the podcast where we usually take a moment to just really give ourselves gratitude. So think about what you achieved in the last 8 months and what are you proud of? So for me, I would say it's taking a leap of faith that my life has completely changed and I am here for it. I'm happier. I've developed more and I'm still trying to figure out life, I suppose. But let's snap snaps for winning and showing up for this moment. So where have I been? What's been going on? Let's get into it. So the last episode was really me recording a welcome video for January 2024. And I should have launched another episode after that. But life became really hectic. So hectic. So that episode I recorded before I went to Thailand. I went to Thailand for the first time in February this year for my birthday. And really just to release some trauma and deal with the grief that I was sitting on for too long. I could feel myself like evolving as a person, and I really just felt like 2024 is the time that I really let go of these hidden emotional feelings that I have. It's time to really create the right environment for me to purge these, okay? So after Thailand was a blast. Like, I really had one of the best moments of 2024 in Thailand, for sure. I got to go on a healing retreat, and I've got a lifestyle YouTube channel called Miss Kiff, MISSKIFF. You can watch all of this over there and kind of get more behind the scenes rather than just me as a businesswoman and a digital marketer. I ended up going to Thailand and I got interviewed with Digital Nomad Adventures. It just gave me perspective, like I was on the beach living my best life. And then I came back to the UK. I was still living in my van at the time. For those of you who know or don't know, I was living full-time van life for 2 years. And then things rapidly changed after Thailand. Like, I would say I was burnt out before Thailand, and then I was definitely burnt out before Thailand. And then after Thailand, I just felt like I didn't belong. Like, I wasn't belonging. And the thing is with me is when my personal life is not doing great, I really make sure I focus on it. Because if we go back to that episode of the January episode, which was the last episode I recorded, I literally read in an entrepreneurship book that sustainability relies on the individual, okay? If the individual cannot sustain this, then your business and your marketing is not sustainable, like literally. So I reflected on that statement a lot. And I always advocate to entrepreneurs, like, if your home environment is not okay, you really need to drop everything and make sure that you take care of your home environment. So it was MOT season for me, as I went to go see Stephen Bartlett's, oh my goodness, business roadshow. It was so amazing. Oh my goodness. I still can't believe I haven't even done an episode about it, but hopefully one day I can. Stephen Bartlett made me think about expanding my team. He made me think of the art of delegation. So I really wanted to, like, in my head, my mindset for that next quarter of me from post Thailand was, okay, lifestyle-wise, I want to become a full-time digital nomad by the end of the year, December. But in the meantime, I need to create a business model that can sustain this digital nomad living. Because Thailand taught me that I needed to have the sun. England doesn't have the adequate sun that I need. And I also felt within my social life, I wasn't really around the people who really got my lifestyle a lot. Like, obviously, I love my friends so much. I love all my friends to bits. But a friendship and a lifestyle is completely different. You've got your friendship group where you could be literally anywhere in the world and you can love them to bits. But then you've also got your lifestyle. And, like, my lifestyle wasn't clicking where I was. It just didn't feel like me. My business was, I would say I was feeling like I needed to change my business model. I feel like that was the focus, really. So I was like, okay, cool. After this roadshow, I was so energized. I drove back and then my van started giving me issues. And my mindset was like, okay, I need to recruit some people to help me and my vision. So my next step from there, it was April came around and things just became really tough. Things became tough, but things also became, it was like this weird, like, no man's land area. I don't even know how to explain it, but it was very gray territory for me. I just didn't know whether I was going or coming, or I don't know. I felt a bit lost, to be honest with you, in my personal life. I was like, what am I going to do? What is my plan? What is my plan? I don't have a plan. And when I don't have a plan, I get so mentally exhausted. Like, I get so, yeah. Anyway, so I landed up, actually, in April, I had the proposition of chief head officer of marketing for this fashion brand in the UK they're launching. There was a positive, but then it was like I didn't really know my time as well, how much time it would take, because developing a new project takes a lot of energy. And I already at the time was approached with I tend to be approached a lot to help startups because I'm really good at it, to be honest with you. I'm very good at it. That's where I know that I am. Of anything creative startup, I feel like that is my niche. It was amazing, obviously, to have this kind of career boost. But at the same time, there was no concrete, like, there was no contracts that was getting signed at this point. Then May came, and May was amazing. I got to speak at the Developing Entrepreneur Women Conference in Newport, which was just incredible. And just to be around all these amazing women and to share my story and just to get the positive feedback where everybody was like, wow, you're so inspiring. You're so, like, you know, you lit up the room. And it was so great because also at the time when I was presenting, I was wearing the fashion brand, the jacket, the coat, and Katrini. And it was so good to wear it because wearing that was like a little bit of a success moment for me. I had found a value-driven business that I want to be a part of. And I know I work well with the brand manager, and she's just so good. I've known her for a very long time. Me and her have worked together at a previous project 12 years ago. So it was amazing for me to have that moment. And I had still achieved everything whilst living in a van. I think that was really, really cool for me to do and talk about it. So anyway, after that event, everything in my life changed so drastically. But from that event, I also had a lot of universities come up to me to really help inspire the graduates like of university. So I really, at this point, I was thinking, okay, cool, let me focus on launching this internship, because I really wanted to expand my team. I really wanted to launch my internship program that I did in 2021. I really wanted to bring it back. So on the 29th of May, it's my mom's birthday. And if you don't know, my business is named after my mom and this podcast. So the Lorna Experience, Lorna is my mom's name, and Lorna is an acronym for Learn, Optimize, Resilience, Nurture, Accept. And I landed up recruiting two interns for a 12-week placement, and I launched it on the 29th of May on my mom's birthday. So it was a very, like, I feel like even though I felt a little bit confused within this period of March, April, May, I felt like May was a really good month in terms of work. And I landed up actually also did a collaboration with a video editor for the YouTube channel that I have. And then my van really, really, really let me down. I had to sell it. My van literally was not mechanically sound. I had issues with it. So I landed up having to sell my van. I had 2 weeks to sell my van, and I had to think about another plan. So what do you do as a business owner when you lose your home? Like, literally, what do you do? Bear in mind, like, financially, I have been trying to create a stable income. So my goals for 2024 was to create a stable income for 2024 so that I can go and travel full time and pay off my debts and still be back on track with life. Running your own business by yourself, technically you're freelancing, so its cash flow is this. Okay, it's up and down. And I had such a good season in December and January, and also November, December, January, I had such a good season. And then it kind of dropped a bit in March and April, because as well, I had an extra expense of my van. My van like cost me nearly £1,000. And at that point, I was at breaking point. So I had some advice from my mechanics, and they said, just sell it. So I landed up selling. I had to think about, what am I going to do? Because if I lose my van, I lose my home. What am I going to do? So I had a few options. I could either go back into normality, which is getting a job and sacrificing all my hard work that I've been doing over the last 2 years, or I could think about another plan. And in my mind, I was like, I never got this far to get this far. So there's something about me that just doesn't want to give up, especially on this, my dream. Okay. And I needed to think about what would make me happy. So luckily, for some reason, I was researching and I found this thing called World Packers, which is a place where you can volunteer part-time for 20 hours a week, and you can work as a digital nomad and you can stay in someone's house for free. So it's like an energy exchange, and stuff on there is like loads of digital stuff that I already do. Like, it's like my job. So I was like, this sounds great, because again, I didn't have the time to think about my options. So I thought, if I go volunteer, at least through this volunteering, I can then think about my next steps. So that the plan was 3 months in Europe, volunteer for the summer, save some money, buy a new van, and start again. However, things changed. So the 2 weeks I had to sell my van, I landed up, the guy that tried to buy my van, he landed up disappointing me. So then I landed up going into a week. And look here, I've already arranged where I'm going to volunteer. It's the 9th of June. I need to leave the country. It's a volunteership in Italy. This is the vibe. So what happened is,
I had 3 days. This was nuts. This is like, this is insane. At the same time, I was working every day. Like every day I was showing up and working and working and working. And it was just nuts, to be honest with you. So I landed up, packed all my stuff into a storage unit on the Saturday. I cleaned my van. The Sunday, I showed the van. I sold the van. I booked a flight to Italy that night. I moved the next day to Bristol. And then I booked the flight and left to Italy. It was in a matter of 4-5 days, I was out. And it was crazy. Crazy. Okay, so the way I've worked with my business is I have, so every 3 months I need to business develop because obviously I am working by myself. So I've got, so like I said, November, December, January, I'd already built up momentum to, I was getting like, that was dripping off for the next 3 months, okay? So February, I went on holiday. And I was working a little bit in February, but not the whole time. So basically April and May, I started to business, like get business developed. So think about strategic ways of my business model. And I was outreaching to clients. So I had actually a webinar aligned for the 6th of June. And also I was doing the business roadshow. I nearly forgot. The business roadshow I had been doing January, March, April, April, May. I think May I had to skip because of my van. So I landed up doing 2 roadshows or 3 roadshows, I can't remember, where I was a drop-in surgeon, and it was great for creatives in the south of Wales, in line with Media Cymru. I was doing that. And I was outreaching to do more workshops, and I landed up working with Town Square, and I did How to Content Create with No Budget on the 6th of June. Now, remember, all of this has happened at the same time. Plus, I've just got interns. So I had to give you a bit of context as to this was my personal life, what was going on. And in business world, I had to still keep the business going, right? So I landed up going to, when I landed in Venice, I took a week in Venice where I just woke up and work. I booked a hotel room, all documented on my YouTube channel. Booked a hotel room because I had the conference to do. I was working like until, whilst I was on my way to the flight, it was so crazy. Like that whole 24 hours before my presentation was wild. I had me and my video editor, we were busy back and forth because he was delayed and I was in transit to Venice. So I was giving him a debrief of this needs to be edited, this needs to be changed because this video I need for the presentation. And then I was creating a digital download with one of my interns, and we worked so well together. She did such a great job. Shout out to you, Sean. And it was insane. Like I was in transit, I got to Venice, got settled in, just got went for pits and a glass of wine, went back to the room, worked until midnight or 1 o'clock, I can't remember, then went to bed, woke up at 5 o'clock and started working, presented at about 11 o'clock in the morning to 68 entrepreneurs, and it was amazing on Zoom. And then we finished everything, the video was done. How to Build Your Brand Identity, the video is on my YouTube channel, which is The Portal by Lorna Media, and the digital download as well as the social media playbook. So that's kind of where, like, because again, I was on my business model. I was like, I'm not going to let anything stop me from achieving the goals that I really wanted to achieve, because again, I've got 3 months to really define myself and push as much as I can. So usually this happens to me, my mindset is when the going gets tough, I get going, I get hustling down like crazy. So this was wild, this was insane. Then I landed up going till the third, so I had like 3 days of work as a nomad in Venice, I didn't explore much. But then the Friday, I went to go explore Venice, Lucia, which was absolutely incredible. And I think this is what really like made me go, oh my goodness, this is my life. This is my life. I love it. I love it. And I was like, at this moment, I knew I made the right decision for myself. So then I ended up going to volunteer in Vittorio Veneto. It was amazing because the person that I landed up linking with on this Worldpackers, she was so on brand for me. You'll meet her in the next episode, by the way, Alessandra, shout out to you. And she's got Mamemi Ceramics and Co-Living, and she really relaunched herself now as she got funding, £150,000 funding, Heroes funding from the European Union, and restored historical building, and she's creating a ceramic workshops, and it's for her to have built for the community. And then she has this great house which used to be a mum, so she's creating a co-living space, and she really wanted to know how does she launch a business and what is her marketing strategy. So I've been helping her with that, and it was perfect because both her and her husband Andrea, they're teachers, they're very good conversationalists, and I love to talk. So for me, it was a little retreat I found myself in Italy, in the mountains. I had the best time. Like, I had a wonderful June, and I feel like I just needed that. I felt like I just needed to live, because for the last 2 years, I didn't feel like, actually more, since 2020, I felt like I haven't been living by my choices. So I turned a bad situation into a good situation, but there's still the risk, right? Out of my calculations, I've only got statistically 3 months to live that I can sustain my life. But then volunteering, I realized this isn't sustainable. Volunteering whilst you're trying to work on your business means I'm just always going to be playing catch up. I felt like I was playing catch up because I was volunteering, dealing with my business work, plus trying to carry on with my video recordings and my digital products. And then I've still got managing interns at the same time. It became a lot of management, and the internship really took over a little bit as well. Energetically, it took a lot for me, and I had a week in Italy where I wasn't feeling well. I was burnt. My body went under massive stress. I was severely bloated. I wasn't in a good space for that week, but it made me realize that I need to slow down. I need to take care of myself. I need to listen to myself, and I need to really, really prioritize. Where do we go from there? Life has been progressively incredible. Now, I will leave the cliffhanger there, because in this upcoming series, I want to really dive deeper as to what has been happening for the last 8 months. And I will say that I have been so far to Thailand. I relocated to Thailand. I then relocated to Vietnam, and I am currently in Vietnam. And it's been the most incredible journey. It's okay to not have a plan. You have a plan, but it's also okay to not to learn how to adapt, to learn how to be agile, to learn how to transform yourself in the craziness, right? I feel like we're faced with situations in our lives where we are faced with choices, right? We could either give up, or we get challenged and we grow. And I feel like I've grown so much as a business owner, as a mentor, as a entrepreneur, as a digital marketer. I've still kept on learning through my journey. So for the next 12 episodes, there's going to be a lot of self-reflection of what's been happening in the 8 months. I have been learning loads of AI, I have been product developing, I've been business developing, I've been trying to center myself as an individual of, am I happy? You know, where is happiness? Trying to balance the art of work and life. I've been inspiring people along the way. I've I've been more happy than down, but I have gone through a lot of financial stress and uncertainty. And there's been a lot of shifts that's happened, and I want to bring you along for the journey because there's so much that I've learned. And you know what? That's why I created this podcast, is really to talk about experiences and see if you can relate to it or not. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we go, I would like to do a little conversation card so that we can end off this episode. The conversation question, the question of the week is, what activity do you enjoy doing so much that you lose track of time? So I would like you to comment in the comment section below your answer. And also, if you are listening to this on any other platform, you could either DM me your answers on Instagram, the Lorna Experience Podcast, and or you can come to YouTube and comment down there or comment on the Spotify show. Okay, I don't know which other platforms allows you to comment, but basically just go and comment. So what activity do I like doing that I lose track of time? So there's two sides of me, okay? I'm a bit of a fanatic when it comes to research. So in my spare time, I like to research astrology. So I actually research so much astrology to the point that I can be in a 5-hour rabbit hole. I'm not even joking. And I do this more often than what people think. So that is one activity I really enjoy because it's so analytical and it challenges me and it pushes me beyond the limits. It's like trying to break the Da Vinci code. So that's something random about me. But the other two would be when it comes to music. So DJing or producing music, I can produce for hours, hours and hours and hours. I can DJ and get lost for hours and hours and hours. And video editing, I can video edit as well and get lost in the source, because again, it's like I just like to learn, right? That is me. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. Welcome. It's so good to be back, and I'm so sorry that it's taken so long, but you know what? Life happens, and it is what it is. Love. So if you don't mind, please subscribing, please follow me on all my social media. Please sign up to my newsletter. It will be a monthly newsletter that you'll be receiving on how to stay relevant in business and marketing, and little conversation questions there as well. I also will link the videos that I spoke about in this video description. Downloading your social media playbook, you can download that for free if that's something of interest. And just know, if you've gone through a personal situation in your life and you're a business owner or an aspiring digital marketer, just know that things happen, okay? And it's about riding that wave for what it is. Of course, you're not going to be your most optimized self at the time, because it's change. We change in different evolutions because life puts us there. And do you know what? Just never give up. Keep prioritizing yourself and know that it too shall pass, as they say. Yay! I can't wait to record the next episode. See you next week. Bye-bye.